Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Steve Scott back at the radio station. Fourth quarter about to begin. Mishawaka 28, Warsaw 14. And first down for the Cavemen from their own 26-yard line. This Warsaw defense has tried hard to stop this Mishawaka offense, and they just haven't been able to do it. First down, 10 Cavemen. Ball in the middle of the field at the 26 at the north end of Steele Stadium. Snyder started under center and now has a couple of last-minute instructions for his team. And they run O'Neill off the left. He gets away from one man, and he gets stood up and finally pushed backwards. But they're going to give him all the way to the 30-yard line, which is about a yard more than what he really got. But that's been the way these guys have marked the ball. They mark, like, the farthest point of their body that goes forward, not the ball. And that's the way it is. Gain of four, second down, and now O'Neill with 27 carries for 170 yards. Jeez. And that puts him over 900 yards for the season.
That's okay.
He can get to 1,000 next week.
Yep.
Second down and six. Snyder to O'Neill again. Oh, he got out. Made a fancy move to get by Ty Martin, and he gets out to the 40-yard line. Gain of 10 for O'Neill. Martin had him all lined up, Andy, and he just, like, disappeared.
I've seen that a couple times this season. You hate to say it, but, yeah, Ty thought he had him wrapped up, and I thought he had him too, but sometimes it just gets away from you. Sometimes you just got to credit the offensive player making a play.
Yep. And that's what I was attempting to do.
I hope
I did that successfully.
Yep, for sure.
10:53 left in the game. Mishawaka 28, Warsaw 14. First down and 10, Cavemen from their 40. Snyder. O'Neill again, up the middle. Runs into Flores Ortega and gets past him out to the 45-yard line. The ball came out, but he was clearly down first. Jacob Callhorn, the defensive coordinator for Warsaw, was hoping.
Yep.
Warsaw did recover the ball, but they are saying that he was down first. It's a gain of six for O'Neill. Second down and four. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. Drive the game. And they play the game all still to come. As we pass 9 o'clock in the evening on a Friday night, which started out pretty steamy. It started to cool off as the sun went down. It's still pretty warm for this time of year. From the 46, O'Neill hit at the line of scrimmage, and he gained, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
They're going to give him a whole yard on the play, and he never got back to the line of scrimmage. Given to the 47, it's third down. Fletcher Pohl on the stop for the Tigers. And that's the shortest gain of the night for O'Neill.
Wow. That was a all-out blitz there, linebacker run blitz there for the Tiger defense.
Warsaw should just keep doing that.
Yeah.
That's the only chance they have, really.
Yep. The time is not on our side either.
Because guess what? O'Neill's going to do – they're going to do that again.
Yep.
They've got now an extra man in the backfield. And Snyder's going to keep it. He turns upfield. He's running right down the middle of the field to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and into the end zone for the touchdown. 53 yards for Landon Snyder. His third touchdown run of the game. And Mishawaka now has a 34-14 lead.
And that was a situation where, again, we've called it out a couple times tonight. You know, they keep hitting number two, and then we focus on him. But rightly so, we've got to focus on him. We really haven't been able to stop him all game. And that's when they put it in number 10's hands, and there's nobody there.
Extra point from Vandenberg is about to be attempted. And the kick is up, and the kick is good. 9-1 to play in the game, 35-14, Mishawaka over Warsaw. And we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tigers had the ball to start the third quarter of play, down 21-14. You go back to the field goal that was blocked right before halftime. Mishawaka rode that wave of emotion, and they've never really stopped. It's like the third quarter came right after the second.
Yeah. Yep. And it's that's the thing. That kind of shows you the efficiency and the just really good Mishawaka offense is Warsaw knew what we had to do stopping them to get back in the game. And, again, it's punt for us, touchdown drive for them, punt for us, touchdown drive for them. And that's just a case of we know what we have to do. We're just unable to do it tonight.
Credit to Mishawaka.
Yep.
There's a reason why they're number three in the 4A poll, number four in the coaches poll. Vandenberg to kick off from the 40 to our left. They'll drive it high and deep. And this is Harmon from the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Still going to the 30, out past the 35-yard line. And they'll put him down at the 37. So 32 on the kick return for Wyatt Harmon. First down and 10 for Warsaw.
We kind of talked about this during the Concord game as the second half. Kind of like this one. It's just kind of starting to get away from us a little bit. How do we – because, again, okay, so this game's not going how we hoped it would go. So the NLC's probably off the table right now. But all things postseason is definitely still on the table. So use this situation.
It's about Concord.
Yep.
Concord is going to stand in the way of the Tigers getting out of the sectional again. Quentin Brock on the keeper, turns upfield, makes a man miss, and he's got a first down. Out past the 47-yard line, out to the 49-yard line. Quentin Brock with a terrific day running the football. He's got 12 yards there, and now 15 carries for 134 yards and a 70-yard touchdown.
But what I mean by that is you get throttled by Concord, you get throttled by Mishawaka. Use that and see what we can do in the postseason.
Well, there's still two more games to play. Taylor Fitzpatrick in the backfield now for the Tigers. He gets the handoff, and he'll drive across the 50 to the 49. Dalen's first carries of the game. He gets 2 yards. 11 first downs for the Tigers in the game with that carry by Brock. 8 minutes, 10 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Tigers will fall to 4-3 and 3-2 in the conference. Mishawaka will be 6-1, and they'll be 5-0 in the league. Brock fakes the pitch, runs up the middle, big hole. He's to the 40. He's got another first down to the Mishawaka 40-yard line. That's a gain of 9 more yards for the Tiger quarterback.
That was a good option right there to the left. Fake up the middle. Not a lot of guys to pursue him. Good running there by Quentin.
12 first downs to the Tigers. You think about it. The offense has played great tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
They played great tonight, but their margin of error was so small.
Yep.
And there's a holding penalty that we'll have to watch on the film to see what that looks like. Up the middle, Fitzpatrick. And did he lose the ball? Mishawaka came out of there with the football. No one's signaling.
Nope, no one has signaled.
And the Warsaw offense is running off the field. But
there we go.
Mishawaka ball. Fitzpatrick got 3 yards and then lost the ball.
It's kind of emblematic of how the night's gone for Warsaw.
Yes, it is.
Just kind of doing a couple things right and then just. Because even we got to talk about the punts. You know, those are – you're giving the ball over to Mishawaka. I know you're punting the ball away, and punts aren't necessarily bad. But, again, against a team like this, so proficient on offense.
Just can't.
You cannot.
Can't do it. From the 39-yard line officially, where they put the ball down. O'Neal on the carry. And he'll get 4 yards on the carry. Second down and 6 coming up from the 42-yard line. 31 carries and 191 yards. 7 minutes to go. 35-14, Mishawaka. When we were here 2 years ago, Mishawaka won 34-11. Kind of feels like that kind of second half. Yep. Snyder drops back and then takes off, running to the near sidelines, and he gets plowed under. Sweet and Bradford on the stop for the Tigers. And a gain of two on the play for Landon, and it's third down.
That was a play call we hadn't seen yet tonight for Mishawaka. That was a fake pitch to the left. And then Snyder turns around, keeps it, and heads to the right. But Warsaw Tiger defenders are right there.
Yeah. Again, that is Keith Kinderson. Wow. We practice that play too, Coach.
Or we need to practice that for future opponents.
Yeah. We want to get it on film so other people can see it. Third down and a long three. Snyder hands off to O'Neill, and he's got the first down. Out past the 49-yard line. He needed three. He got three. And the 18th first down for Mishawaka keeps them in the possession of the football. First down. 32 carries for 194 for Caden O'Neill.
He's got to be sore tomorrow.
Oh, by the way, he's a junior, and so is Snyder.
Wow.
Play clock at 15, game clock at 5:43 with Warsaw trailing 35-14 to Mishawaka. From the caveman 49-yard line. O'Neill up the middle, huge hole. He's at the 40, at the 30. They're not going to catch him. He's going to go all the way for the touchdown. O'Neill goes 51 yards for the score. And that puts him well over 200 yards on the night. Three touchdowns, 33 carries for 245. And Mishawaka leads 41-14, and the Tiger defense has run out of gas.
You want to hear a horrible stat?
Sure.
Mishawaka has had six drives and six touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Nope. Vandenberg for the point after. Snap is a little high. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 42-14, Mishawaka. 5:26 left to play here in the game. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. A couple of long runs here for Mishawaka in the fourth quarter. A 53-yarder by Snyder. A 51-yarder by O'Neill. And with 5:26 left to play in the game, it is 42-14 in favor of the Cavemen.
We got some tired Tiger defenders out there.
Yes.
They've
done the best they can against a team that's just better.
Yep.
And O'Neill is just that good. He just really is. Vandenberg to kick off. Reed and Harmon standing inside the 5-yard line. And he'll run to it and kick a line drive kick. This will be Reed from the 4 to the 10, 15 to the 20, to the 25. And he'll go down at the 25-yard line. And that's where Warsaw will take over. First down and 10 with 5:19 left to play here in the game. Stay tuned after game. Final scoring, final stats, drive the game, and the play of the game all still to come.
Well, that's going to be a tough one, Raj.
Well, I don't think it will be. You may think it is now, but I don't think it will be that hard when you actually sit down to think about
it. All right.
Stay with me.
Okay.
I think you can do it.
I'll follow you here.
All right. Tigers with the ball at the 25-yard line. This is Brady Sauer in their quarterback. And he will hand off up the middle to Brody Duncan. And Duncan gets a couple of yards. Brody now with 10 carries for 35 yards. 5 minutes left to play. Brock is out. The other starters are still in. Trey Pattison now out as a wideout. They got a pitch to Darman coming to the left. He gets blocks upfield. 30, 35, breaks a tackle. 40, still going and pushed into the Mishawaka bench at the 47-yard line. That's a 21-yard gain for Wyatt Harmon and the Tiger offense.
And that's good to see out there. I mean, obviously, you're not going to see them. Just they're going to compete. They're young men. They're going to stay out there and keep working.
It's Sauer, who is as wide as he is tall. And I say that with 100% respect. I love this kid. Yeah, I love watching him play football.
He's going to be a good one.
How are they going to use him? Where are they going to put him? That's what's interesting to me. Sauer wanted to hand off, and he didn't. And he got snowed under for a loss of a yard back to the 46-yard line.
Does he come up as a quarterback next year?
Well, I think that's one of the questions to ask. That's a question to ask. Officially, no gain on the play.
But he plays such good defense, too.
He could be a defender.
You know?
And we have whistles, and we have a stoppage. And Warsaw takes timeout. We'll take our last timeout of the broadcast. Of the game. 4:04 left to play here in the fourth. Mishawaka 42, Warsaw 14. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. We had a couple players dinged up at the end of that play. One is still down on the ground. That's Drew Ginter. He's up. The other is Brady Sauer. He's off the field, and now Ethan Rivich is in at quarterback for the Tigers. With 4:04 to play in the game, and Warsaw down 42-14. This was a 21-14 game at halftime. Warsaw had a chance to go tie the game. Rivich pitching right. Reed trying to turn the corner, and he does, but he gets grabbed by the jersey and thrown down at the 50-yard line and then pushed after the play, and that's going to cost Mishawaka 15 yards. I don't know why that young man did that. I really don't. There was no need for that whatsoever. It's going to be a gain of 4 yards on the play, and then Mishawaka is going to get a 15-yard penalty.
Move another Tiger down. Looks like Liam Kennedy is.
Yep. Liam is a kid that was on one of the early Tiger Talk programs. So that's going to be a first down by penalty for the Tigers.
I sure like listening to you interview those kids.
Yes.
That's
full credit to Phil Jensen. When Phil came back to coach the Tigers again, he said, you know, every time I listen to On Board the Vikings, I hear them interview players. Can we do that? I looked at him and I went, yeah, absolutely. And he goes, well, let's make it happen. How do we do it? So I laid it out for him. I said, take the number of games divided by the number, you know, take the number of your seniors divided by the number of games.
Yep.
And that's your number, and that's how many kids come each week.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
So the 15-yard walk-off moves the ball inside the 35-yard line. It'll be Tiger ball at the 34 of Mishawaka. Again, Ethan Rivich in at quarterback. I'm assuming that Quentin was taken out for the fact that they're down by 28.
Yeah.
He's staying over on the sidelines. I'm guessing he's fine. Sauer, I think, got hit in the helmet and might have got a little dinged up. They give to Duncan up the middle, and he shoves one of his own men out of the way and then one of the cavemen out of the way. And they'll get yardage down to the 29-yard line. Five more yards for Brody. Second down coming up for the Tigers.
61, Isaiah Hummer on the tackle. You take a look at those first two drives of the second half where you got an 11-play drive that just kind of stalled and punt.
Yep.
And then that first drive coming out of halftime, and that penalty just killed that drive.
If you weren't listening, Warsaw converted on fourth down and three with a 70-yard pass that was called back because of holding. Rivich pitches to Harmon, turned upfield on the near side, got hit at the 25-yard line, thrown backwards. They'll give him forward progress to the 26. which is a gain of 4 yards. It sets up third down and two.
But even in a game like that, you know, a couple of those plays, not saying that we would have won the game by any stretch, but just
no, but that
some
would've,
of those.
That would have tied the
that
game.
That would have tied the game, yep. And you just never know. But you're right. You said it a couple times. We just have an inability to stop the Cavemen tonight.
By the way, it wasn't 70, but it was over 50.
Yeah.
Third down and two. 2:13 to go in the game. Mishawaka 42, Warsaw 14. Rivich, who showed in week one he can run this offense. And they hand off to Duncan, and Duncan plunges forward, and Duncan's very close to, and he's got a first down. He needed two. He gets three down to the 23-yard line. First down, Tigers.
But kind of my point with that last statement, too, is the Tiger offense hasn't been bad tonight.
No, they've been very good, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But they had no room for error.
No.
They couldn't walk off the field without a drive scoring points, touchdowns,
yep,
and extra points. And they had two that didn't, and it snowballed on him from there. Fitzpatrick in the game at fullback. And he'll take the handoff, and he'll break a tackle, break another. And he's inside the 15-yard line. He's down to the 11-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain for the Tiger fullback. And another Warsaw first down. 16 first downs for Warsaw. Which again, 16 first downs, 14 points, maybe more with 1:25 left.
Yep.
From the 11-yard line. Rivich. Again, Fitzpatrick breaks a tackle, gets down to the 5-yard line, a gain of six. Don't for 1 second think this is meaningless. This means a lot to this football team.
Well, at this point, it's about pride.
A minute to go. If they can cash in a score here, then you walk off the field going, you know what, we got beat by a better team, and we scored in the end, and the offense had a pretty good night, all things considered. Rivich, second down from the five. Hands off Fitzpatrick. Spins away, gets to the goal line, and he is in for the touchdown. He was hit straight on at the line of scrimmage, and he just rolled his shoulders and spun toward the far side, and he goes in for the score, and the Tigers have scored with 41 seconds left, and it's 42-20.
And that's that attitude of just wanting to compete to the final whistle, no matter what the score is, and that was a good last drive for Warsaw there.
Tigers were a man short on the extra point. Now Conley will attempt the extra point. There's apparently two men short.
Huh.
Now they've got everybody out there in the proper places. The snap and the spot and the kick is up, and it's good. 41 seconds to go in the game. We'll keep it here. 42-21. Mishawaka with the lead. The Tigers will lick their wounds and get on the bus, go home, and get ready for Northwood next week.
Yep, and that's no easy task. I'm not sure what they're doing tonight, but trust me, the Panthers are going to come into Warsaw Fisher Field and put up a fight. They're all over Plymouth right now, 41-14.
Mishawaka gathering up their hands team down here on the near sidelines. Warsaw with 17 first downs in the game. Quint Brock, 16 carries for 143 yards. And you've got Harmon and Duncan each with over 40 yards. Warsaw with 49 carries for 302.
That's okay. But when a team, when you're playing a team that has six drives and six touchdowns.
Yep. Yes.
you got to be equally as perfect.
Yep. Margin of error.
Yep.
And the Tigers just didn't have much. And it'll be a kickoff here. Muñez Bermudez will kick off. It looks like he's going to kick it deep. And the run up, and he drives it high, but not overly deep. This will be taken on the run at the 12-yard line, and the kick returner takes a knee. Well, you don't ever see that.
No, that's respect right there. That's what that is.
So he takes a knee at the 17-yard line with 38 seconds left to play.
And you'll see one more knee here.
Yes, sir.
And that'll do it.
Mishawaka will go to 6-1, and they will essentially take full out control of the Northern Lakes Conference lead.
And as a coach, you never want to look ahead, but you know you got to be thinking.
Yeah. There's the knee for Landon Snyder. There's your ball game. The Cavemen do not have to snap it again. Handshakes and high fives on the field for the Mishawaka players, and the Warsaw and Mishawaka players hugging at the line of scrimmage and now beginning to line up. 42 for Mishawaka, 21 for Warsaw. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw.